Good evening. Welcome to the Special Permit and License Board meeting for January 17th, 2024. If we could have roll call, please.
Amin.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
McGill.
Here.
McCullough was, he let us know on the 6th that he wasn't going to be here. He'd be out of town this week. Mo.
Here.
And Rommel Finger.
Present.
Perfect. We'll move on to the approval of minutes from December 6th, 2023 meeting. If everybody's had a moment to look over, if we get a motion to approve.
I put a motion in to approve. I'll second the motion.
Perfect. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. We'll move to the approval of absences for tonight's meeting. I've moved to make Marty's absence approved via that he did email and he is out of state. Any objection? Seeing none, he's approved. At this time, we'll move to the public hearing and new business. Special events permit for Westminster Park Recreation and Libraries. St. Galentine's Day Rom-Com. Tongue twister. We can have the city clerk read that into the record.
Yes, tonight's hearing is, as you noted, an application for a special events permit from the Westminster Parks Recreation and Libraries Department for the St. Galentine's Day Rom-Com event to be held on February 16th at College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Of course, Westminster Parks Recreation and Libraries is a qualifying nonprofit government organization. A copy of the application is attached, providing information, a service plan, and a map designating the boundaries for outdoor theater, for this event. Pursuant to state law, the event site has been posted continuously for 10 days preceding this hearing to inform the public of the request to sell malt, venison, and spiritus liquor for on-premise consumption and of this hearing opportunity to voice support or opposition and to the application. I did not receive any contacts through our communication lines for this event. I enter this information for the record.
We'll go ahead and accept the city clerk's evidence into the record. If we could have the detective raise his right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
I do. Troy Gordonier, liquor enforcement officer on behalf of the city. Police department did receive the special event permit from Westminster Parks Rec and Libraries for the Galentine's Day event. The security plan was also submitted, which is similar to previous events that have been held up at College Hill Library. We have not had any reported alcohol violations from those events. Local background checks were completed on the applicants. Nothing was found that would adversely reflect the application. They plan on checking IDs for those that will be eligible to possess and consume the alcohol. Service will be done by city staff who are responsible vendor trained. And then they're going to request one extra duty police officer for the event. And based on their plan, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and accept that into the record. Or does anybody have any questions on the police report? Seeing none, now it's accepted into the record. Do we have a city staff member here present?
Yes.
You go ahead and raise your right hand. You swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
I do.
Perfect. Name and address, and spell your last name for the record.
Leah Krumpholz, K-R-U-M-P-H-O-L-Z. My address is 6512 West 95th Place, Westminster 80021.
Perfect. Thank you. If you'll tell us a little bit about your event and why you're here.
Sure. So I'm helping the library staff, and they are sick, so I'm going to give you a very generic description of what I have for the event. This isn't the first year for Galentine's. They've had it several years. It's just been off-site, not necessarily always at the library. This year, they decided to have it at the library and be able to sell alcohol. So it'll be very similar to our past event. We did the Great Booksby for the library's 100th, so we kind of mocked that mapping and that kind of floor plan. But it is a celebration. If you've ever seen Parks and Recreation, the show, they have Galentine's. So the library kind of plays off of that. It's usually mostly women, I believe, but they'll have treats, a bunch of themed cocktails and drinks, and they do stuff with books and reading and everything romance. So that's kind of what I have from theirs. They'll have two bar areas. I know they're going to try to work with Cocapelli and probably Whistling Hair, who's done a lot of events for us. So their staff would probably do all the pouring and service. We do have two library staff staff that will be TIPS trained on Monday. So they all have their own certifications as well to help ID and monitor that. And they believe it might be actually be a 21 and older event.
Perfect. Any questions for the applicant? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience you'd like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of the hearing and open it up for board discussion or a motion.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve if we're ready for it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is John Rommelfanger. Based upon the evidence and testimony presented, I move to approve the application from Westminster Park Recreation and Libraries for the St. Guillotine's Day Rom-Com for a special event permit to be held on February 16th from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. At the College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue. That's my motion.
Perfect. Can we get a second?
I'll second the motion.
Perfect. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes.
Thank you.
Just a typo. It says 16-20-23. Maybe we're going back.
Yeah. It's a, you know, when you're doing these, you're like working ahead, but also in the past year. So I do that a lot. it's also back to the future themed. You could go back in time. Thank you.
Thank you. This time we'll move on to miscellaneous business and reports.
So the next hearing that I have another special event permit for is February 7th. I don't really have any new licenses or anything in the works. So I will be asking the board to cancel the February 20th, the second hearing that month, because I will be out of town. So I think the next time that we will probably see each other and I believe I do have something, which would be March 6th. So that's kind of what we have going on.
Perfect. Any other questions, comments, concerns?
I just wanted to mention, and I haven't talked to Chuck about this yet, but I'm going to do some research. I didn't know. I just was kind of going to get a feel from you guys. What would you as a board feel about if we decided to move the meeting time to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
That wouldn't be an issue for anyone?
That's dinner time, but you know, if it's the majority six, then it's okay.
Okay, all right. It's just that, now that City Hall closes at 5, I'm here till 6, but it just seems like it's just a long wait. And for many of our meetings, even when we get here, you guys get here early, we're still waiting, so. I have to do some research to see where we might have to change that. I don't know if those hours are noted in the bylaws or where that's at. And then talk to it. I think it's in the bylaws. So I'll let more to come on that. I was just curious how everyone felt about it. Okay.
I know it's dinner time, but we get out of here earlier. You know, even when we have a late meeting. Right, as long as we have even if we have a late meeting, it's still not that late anymore.
Yeah.
It's management.
Yeah.
Perfect. Any other comments, questions, concerns before we adjourn?
You don't have anything to say? Okay. Nope. That's it.
There's gotta be something. Why? Nothing happened?
Perfect. See you now. We'll go ahead and close the hearing, and everybody have a wonderful evening.
The only other thing I wanted to tell you guys off the thing, I don't think I mentioned this, but Regina did resign. Did I mention it? I couldn't remember if I did, okay. Because I know Charlene didn't know anything about it, so I couldn't remember if I'd said anything. But I meant to bring a card. I forgot, so I may bring it to the next one just to send her a thank you, since I'm not very good at doing that all the time. That's it.
Thank you for coming. No worries. Short and